The World This Week, Politics.
Mahathir Mohamad resigned as Prime Minister of Malaysia after his own party, Bersatu, decided to leave the ruling coalition. He remains in office as a caretaker. Anwar Ibrahim, his long-time rival and leader of Parti Keadilan Rakyat, the biggest party in the coalition, has put himself forward as a replacement. It is unclear whether either man has the support of most MPs.
The Afghan army, the insurgents of the Taliban and NATO forces all pledged to observe a week-long reduction in violence in Afghanistan's civil war. If it holds until February 28th, America and the Taliban will sign a peace deal in Qatar on February 29th.
Thailand's constitutional court disbanded Future Forward, the country's third biggest political party, and banned its leaders from politics. It is the eighth party the court has dissolved since 2006.
Narendra Modi, the Prime Minister of India, summoned a crowd of hundreds of thousands to cheer for Donald Trump. But the American president's visit was marred by communal riots in Delhi, which claimed 33 lives.
Tawa Matan Ruak, the Prime Minister of East Timor, resigned after Parliament voted down his budget. The president must now decide whether to name another prime minister or call elections.
Boris Johnson, Britain's prime minister, announced a wide-ranging review of the country's place in the world post-Brexit that seeks innovative ways to push overseas interests. Outside experts will be used to challenge traditional Whitehall assumptions. A nod to Dominic Cummings, Mr. Johnson's powerful special adviser who has clashed with civil servants. Mr. Cummings has criticised waste in the Ministry of Defence.
Sajid Javid, who resigned as Britain's Chancellor of the Exchequer after a skirmish with Mr. Cummings, attacked a move to align the Treasury more closely with thinking in the Prime Minister's office. Mr. Javid said that this was not in the national interest.
The race to be the next leader of Germany's ruling Christian Democrats and probable chancellor after Angela Merkel quits next year now has only three runners. Armin Laschet, the premier of North Rhine-Westphalia, got a big boost when Jens Spahn, the up-and-coming federal health minister, said he would not contest the race but would support him instead.
Residents of the Greek islands of Lesbos and Chios fought with riot police in an attempt to stop an expansion of detention camps to house more migrants arriving mostly from the Middle East via Turkey.
Hosni Mubarak, who ruled Egypt for three decades, died. The former despot was toppled during the Arab Spring of 2011 amid protests over poverty and his repressive rule. He faced trial for corruption and murder, but mostly avoided punishment. Many Egyptians expressed nostalgia for Mr. Mubarak, who ruled with a lighter touch than the current dictator, Abdel Fattah al-Sisi.